Good morning. It's good to be back in the Lord's house this morning. Just thankful for the opportunity that we have. It's really good to be back in the Lord's house this morning. I know that it seems like it's been forever. You know, I'm a jittery this morning, just almost like it's my first Sunday here again. I don't know. Y'all are not that scary, I promise you. You feel like family, but I don't know. I'm just extra nervous this morning, so y'all be praying for me that I don't. You know how I get when I get nervous. I stutter and I say stupid stuff. So y'all pray for me with that. That don't happen today. And when I do, I have a couple of people in the church that let me know all about it. So y'all pray God protects me from that today. But it's good to be here with you this morning. Just thankful for the opportunity that we have to be here. I know we had to take a little break there for some different issues, and God knows what those are. And you probably do too. But I'm just thankful that we're able to be back this morning. Some of you be able to be back this morning the first time in a long while, and it's good to see some visitors with us this morning. Thankful to have you with us. Don't take your presence for granted. I believe that we are here by the divine will of God. So just let everything else go for a few minutes, and let's enjoy being in the house of the Lord this morning as we're able to be here in the Lord's house. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all the things that you do for us each and every day. God, we thank you for the ability that we have to be in your house. God, I ask you today, dear Father, dear Lord, that you'll just be with us in our service today. Thank you for everyone that's here. God, I don't take their presence for granted, whether they be visitors or members. No matter, God, that we're all part of the family of God if we're born-again believers. God, I pray, dear Father, as we're here today, that we will worship you, that we will honor you. God, I pray most of all, if there's one here today that's lost, that today will be the day that they come to know you as their personal Savior. God, help us in everything that we do, that we honor you and that we give you glory. God, for the ones in our church who are sick, for the ones who are the families, God, that need some special prayer, God, you know those needs, and we ask you to touch in those situations. God, we want to thank you most of all for looking at us, knowing everything about us, and still loving us enough to allow Jesus Christ to give his life for us. God, we thank you for saving us, and it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice.
Our God,
Come right behind that with all of my hope is in Jesus. Aren't you glad that your hope is in Jesus this morning? As you look around at everything that's going on around us, there's not a whole lot of what you say would be hope out there. And you say, well, here you go again, preacher. You going to preach that old downer doctor? No, I'm not. I'm just going to be real with you for just a minute and say that we as Christian people need to put all of our hope in Jesus Christ more than ever before. I hope you have done that a long time ago. I hope that all of your hope is in Jesus. I want to tell you this morning, I want all of my hope to be in Jesus. I want all of my assurance to be in Jesus. I want all of my reliance to be in Jesus, because that is the only thing that is sure and steadfast that you can count on. He will never fail you. You think about when he asked these disciples, When he asked them, he said there was a falling away that come. And he said, will you also go away? And the disciples answered and said, but Lord, to whom shall we go? This morning, I don't know what you may be trying to put your trust and your hope and your confidence in, but I want you to know there is nothing to put your hope, your assurance, and your confidence in other than Jesus Christ. We are serving a great God this morning. We're serving a God that knows exactly where you're sitting at this morning, that knows what tomorrow holds for you, that knows what this year holds for you, that knows everything about you. And more than that, He knows who you are personally. He knows your faults. He knows your failures. He knows your successes. He knows your mind. He knows your heart. And yet He loved us. And yet He allowed Jesus Christ to give His life for me so that I would have a hope in Jesus Christ that no matter what, if everything else goes to pot, if everything else fades away, if everything else ends one day, it doesn't matter. I have hope in Jesus Christ because I know that my sins have been forgiven. I don't have to wear those shackles anymore. I don't have to carry shame anymore. And it's all because of Jesus Christ. It's not because of financial gain. It's not because of who my name is. It's not because of where I pastor. It's not because of any of those things. But because of Jesus Christ and His finished work on Calvary, I know where my hope is this morning. And I can say that I serve a great big God that's got it all under control. I'm thankful this morning. We all sing that last verse again.
Thank you. I'm no stranger to the prison. I've worn shackles and chains. I've been freed and forgiven. Yes, I have. I'm not going back. I'll never be the same. That's why I sing.
All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. Oh, breaks them down to their knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. Yes, I have, but you pick me up and show me how to live again. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God. Yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. Oh, I've been washed by the blood. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God.
This morning, thankful for the Spirit of God being here with us this morning. Just looking forward to getting into His Word with you for just a few minutes, and looking forward to what God's going to teach us out of His Word this morning. If you will, take your Bibles, turn with Matthew chapter number 25. We'll be taking our reading from there. We're going to be just a few minutes before we get into our reading. I do ask you to be much in prayer when this message begins. You're going to look at me and go, well, that just completely don't go with what you just got done saying a few minutes ago. But just bear with me. We'll get there in due time. If you will, pray for me and pray with me this morning. Lord, we thank You and we praise You for all that You do. God, we do thank You for Your Spirit that we feel this morning. God, I want to thank You that I have somewhere to put all of my hope. that I don't have to put it in Jesus plus something else or Jesus minus something else, but God, I can put all of my hope and my trust in Jesus Christ. God, thank you for that. Thank you for your word and what it means to us. God, as I try to preach this morning, God, I pray that you'll help me guard my mind, guard my lips, God. Only let your thoughts come through, God, and may your sweet Holy Spirit take what I do and the way that I fail to deliver it, God. I pray that your Holy Spirit will take it and talk to the hearts of the people. And God, may we all leave here closer than we were when we came. And again, most of all, if there's one listening today or maybe that runs across this in some time in the future on Facebook or whatever, God, I pray that conviction will fall on their heart, that you'll draw them, and they'll see their need for a Savior before it's everlasting too late. In Jesus' name that I pray, amen. This morning, I want to begin with a thought. You better get ready. You better get ready. Now, I don't know. You can look at that this morning. You can say, well, what in the world were we going with this message? Well, I need some help this morning in order to get to where I want to go. So I know some of you don't like raising your hands. You don't like raising your hands when the Holy Spirit tells you to raise your hands. So you really don't like it when I tell you to raise your hand. But I want you to raise your hand with me just a minute. I want you to answer a few simple questions. I got about five different things this morning that maybe you might have to raise your hand to, and maybe some you won't. But will you just raise your hand if you believe everything that you see on the news? That's kind of what I thought with that one. Will you raise your hand if in the past week, listen, let me just go ahead and lay a little disclaimer out here. I think it is important for me, your pastor, that I have to keep up with a little bit of what's going on in order to see how it's fitting into Scripture and what to preach and how to help us as a church family live in the time that we're living in. Some people ask me sometimes about being a full-time pastor, but I'm really glad that I still work and that I still go out, and I'm experiencing the same life that every single one of y'all are. I'm not shut up in my office somewhere studying. Hey, I would love to be able to shut up in an office somewhere and study my Bible all day, and maybe I could preach something that y'all didn't feel like some old dumb rock was up here talking to you, but I live the same life that y'all live. I experience the same things y'all do, so maybe sometimes there's some influence in that in my messages, and maybe I'm in the same place as y'all are. So I really enjoy being bivocational pastor. So just bear with me right here just a minute. If in the past week you have heard rumors about martial law, blackouts, food shortages, and survival. Anybody heard rumors about that stuff? Yeah, that's a good, okay. If you have researched things that mentioned any of the above to see if it really could happen. Anybody researched it out, looked at it? Okay. Some of you are honest. If you have told others about what could happen, what you have read, shared a post, and asked somebody else's opinion about any of the above. Yeah, okay. Some of you are guilty of that too. Shame on y'all. If in this past week, or maybe the weeks before that, you've become a prepper, you've bought extra toilet paper. Yeah, they got some of you right there. Some of you got enough toilet paper for all of us for the year. God help you. I don't know what you eat, but get you some more toilet paper. It's the only thing I can tell you. You've bought extra toilet paper just in case. You bought more canned food than normal. Anybody bought more canned food than normal? Yeah. I got two sacks of Pintos sitting in my cupboard right now. I don't know why, but I got two sacks of Pintos sitting in there. Filled up with fuel, prepared in case things go down, talk to your family about it. Anybody done any of those things? Yeah, I've kind of noticed. Look, I'm not I'm not making fun of you. There you go. I'm not saying shame on you. I'm not doing any of that, because with a lot of these things that I've talked about this morning, I have been guilty of doing the same. My wife, she really loves it when I get on those kicks and I'm going to get to talking about some of that stuff, because a lot of times the place that I work, man, it is the gossip and the different, did you hear this? Did you hear that? Let me share this with you, and I'll get on there and I'll get to watching it, and next thing I know, I'm just mesmerized. Ooh, this is going to happen. This is going to take place. And I get to just studying and get to thinking about it, and I get myself to a place that my mind's all kind of messed up, and I start thinking, well, maybe I do need to prep a little bit. Maybe I do need to have a little extra of this and a little extra of that. And again, I'm not making fun of you for that, and I'm not saying don't do it. You have to do what you feel is right for you and your family. That's not what the message is this morning. But it's kind of weird how we take something that we said, the very first question is we said, we don't believe everything that we hear on the news, and yet we respond to what they feed us. We say that we don't believe the things that maybe we scroll through on Facebook or the message that you get somebody's video from Facebook. And you sit there and you watch it and you say, well, I don't believe it all, but I think I will stop and fill up with fuel on my way home today. Oh, I don't believe this, but I think I will go out and buy a little more food just in case. I don't believe everything I see and everything I hear and everything I read, but I think that I'll do this. And we begin to have action plans against something that we really don't even believe. Some of. So I want to direct you to Matthew chapter number 25 this morning. In Matthew chapter number 25, we found a parable that Jesus was given. And look, I've heard this parable preached so many times. I've heard interpretations given of it. And I really dove into it in the past couple of days and tried to study this parable. Because there's some things in this parable that I've heard brought out that contradicts things that I believe. And as I look at this parable, I knew that God's word wouldn't contradict itself, and God's word wouldn't contradict what he has told us in his word. So I really got to studying it, and I don't have time to break all this down this morning. Maybe one Wednesday night we'll do it, but I want to draw your attention to just one thought here maybe in this parable. And we're going to use it kind of to parallel something instead of just explaining the parable. So verse number 1 of Matthew chapter number 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went, to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with them to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. I want to stop right there with the reading this morning. I want us to look, as we look at these verses of Scripture this morning, the one thought that I want us to look at without going into trying to explain this parable or diving in really deep to it and definitely not contradicting God's Word against itself, but there's one thought that I want us to look at and one thing that I think that we can pull out of this Scripture that we all can absolutely agree on is that when we look at this Scripture this morning, we see that there were 5 wise virgins, there were 5 foolish virgins. There were 5 that were ready. There were 5 that were not ready. They were 5 prepared and 5 that were unprepared. As you think about the questions that we talked about a few moments ago, and you think about the answers that you give as we look into the being preppers, if you will, and as you look at the way that we are reacting to some different things that we hear and different things that we see, does it cross your minds that our spiritual preparation for events that are taking place is nowhere near what our physical preparation for events that may never take place? It's amazing how, once again, when we look and we listen and we see and we hear all of the different things and all of the different reports and, hey, this might happen and this could happen and I've heard that this is going to happen, that we begin to prepare, that we begin to do this or we'll do that. I'm going to stock up over here on this. I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy a little extra of that. I'm going to take notice of this. I'm going to tell my family about this. I'm going to share with my neighbor so they're not in a bad place. I'm going to do all of these different things about things that we say we don't even believe the source, and yet this morning we have the true, infallible, inerrant Word of God, the living Word of God that we believe from beginning to end, and the things that are in here and the things that God has told us, we don't respond to what God has told us in His Word. We're more guilty. We are guiltier of listening to the things that we don't believe in this world and responding to those than we are responding to the true Word of God this morning. Amen. That hurt me too. That's the reason, as I began to think about and asking these questions this morning, that I had to look and say, God, help me. Because I find myself sometimes sitting down with my phone and looking and seeing at all the different things that's going on and what could happen at this and what could happen over there and what this guy that I don't know where his credentials come from, But what this guy got on Facebook and said, and man, I just eat it up. And I just go out and I go back here to the counter. Hey, guys, have y'all seen this? Look right here. It's going to happen. It's going down. Y'all, none of y'all's done that. Y'all are looking at me like I'm crazy. Well, if you hadn't been the one going, here, look at this, you've been the one going, what do you got? What do you got? Let me see. Let me see what's going on. And I know we all want to be informed. We all want to be in the best possible place. Hey, that's why this morning, I know I was sitting on this nugget during those songs. I knew that y'all wasn't getting what I was getting because I was already sitting on this. But I'm glad that my hope is not in any of that. But my hope is in Jesus Christ. My confidence is in Jesus Christ. My preparedness is in Jesus Christ this morning. I'm prepped because of Jesus Christ. But it's amazing to me how that these things happen and we begin to see this information and we begin to respond. Well, preacher, I thought that the house of the Lord was a place that we could take refuge from that. I thought the house of the Lord was somewhere that we could come and get joy and peace and comfort and not even have to think about all that mess. Well, listen, the world that we're living in, you can't help but think about some of that and try to process some of that information. But I want to tell you something. There is refuge. There is hope. There is comfort. There is joy to be had. Even when all of this going on, you get into God's Word and you study the true Word of God and you let the Holy Spirit talk to you and you let the Holy Spirit move in your life and show you where you need to be and you get in the will of God and we get all of our hope in Jesus Christ the way that we should have it. And I want to tell you something. All of this stuff will begin to silence a little bit in your life. All of that stuff will begin to go on mute just a little bit in your life. As we look at this scripture this morning, and we see that there were five ready, and there were five that were not ready. I want to ask you, this morning, are you taking care of physical preparations, or are you taking care of spiritual preparations? As we see the things going on around us, once again, as we look at the news, as we see the news, as we see Facebook feeds, as we see Facebook messages, and we see all of this stuff that's going on and all of this information that we're getting, and we begin to just eat it up, and we begin to be consumed with it, and we begin to think about it, and we begin to respond to it. As we begin to do all of that for something that we say that we don't even believe all of, are we guilty of preparing more for the physical part of this or for the spiritual part of where we're living at? See, if you take away, we know the Bible tells us that we're not warring against flesh and blood, but we're warring against powers and principalities. That it's a spiritual battle. That's what we're in. And we've been in this spiritual battle for a long time. But some of us are just now taking notice of what's going on. Some of us are just now looking and saying, wow, look at this spiritual battle that's taking place. And that war's been going on forever. But I want to ask you this morning, are you more physically prepared or are you more spiritually prepared? Are we getting into God's Word and saying, God, I need you to show me. God, I need you to talk to me. God, show me where I'm at in my heart and in my life. And if there's preparations that need to be made, well, you say, preacher, I made that preparation a long time ago. I asked Jesus Christ into my life. He saved me. He forgave me of my sins. That's awesome. That is preparation number one. That is absolutely the most important thing. But I believe as we walk as Christians, there are other preparations, not that determine whether or not we go to heaven or hell, but the way that we walk with Christ. And you know what? It may affect whether somebody else goes to heaven or hell. And you say, well, what do you mean, preacher? I can't save nobody. No. But why do you think that Jesus instructed us to carry the gospel and to go out into this world and to share with others the gospel? Because he wants us to go out and to tell others about salvation. We can have an impact on somebody's eternity. So as we look at that this morning, and as we look at the things that we believe, that we see, that or we say we don't believe, but we respond, ain't that amazing? I don't believe it, but I believe I'm going to do it. I don't believe this source, but I think I'm going to do it anyway. Now, I don't believe it's going to happen, but I think I'll respond to this. And I put myself into action. Well, let's look at some things that we know from God's Word. Absolutely, we know that every one of us, every single one of us, will stand before God. Hebrews chapter number 9, verse number 27. Scripture that is used a lot. And is it appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Once again, the most important preparation that you can make is knowing that Jesus Christ saved you, that you ask Him for forgiveness of your sin, that He washed your sins away, and that you are doing your best to live your life for Him. And you say, well, preacher, what does that matter? Don't you want others to know that you have a relationship with Christ? Don't you want others to know? What if I was, y'all know that I'm in a relationship with Autumn. I've been in a relationship with Autumn since before I knew what a relationship was. She was my little girlfriend. And for whatever reason, she decided that she would marry me. But what would you think if you saw me somewhere, and every time that you saw me, I was trying to get away from Autumn. I didn't want to be seen with Autumn. I didn't want anybody to know that I was with her. That's kind of weird, ain't it? Well, why in the world do we as Christians, when we say we're in a relationship with Jesus Christ, sometimes our life looks like we're trying to get away from Jesus Christ? Sometimes our actions look like we're trying to be away from Jesus Christ. But here we know that the Bible tells us, and it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this to judgment. And you say, well, preacher, I'm not going to be judged. I know Jesus Christ is my Savior. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. But we as Christians are going to be judged on our works. Whether they've been good or... Hey, it's not about going to heaven and to hell, but the Bible tells us about the judgment seat of Christ. Are you making preparations? Are you doing your best to live a life that points others to Jesus Christ? Are you doing your best to live a life that gives God glory? I can tell you this morning that I can raise my hand to a whole lot of these prepping questions. I can raise my hand that I've bought a little extra fuel, that I've filled up the propane tanks at the house, that I have two sacks of Pintos sitting in the cabinet that we'll probably never eat. We might use them for bingo one day or something. Who knows? But I've done that kind of stuff because I have reacted to the news that I don't even believe. But there's things in my life that I need to get in line with God, because God's word is 100% true, and I need to prep my spirit more than I need to prep my physical. We know. Yeah, I'll put mine out there so y'all can remain innocent. We know that the church is going to be caught up, that the church is going to be raptured. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse number 17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. Are you prepped? Are you prepared for the rapture? Yes, preacher, I know Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. That is prepping for the rapture. But I want you to know something. When Jesus calls us up out of here, when it's all gone and the church is out of here, there's going to be some people that's left behind. There's going to be some people that are still here. What are we doing to try to help them be prepared for the rapture? I got some friends and some loved ones that I don't want them to be here. I don't want them going through the tribulation. I don't want them to die and go to hell. But I want you to know something, that I still find myself responding more to news that I don't believe than news that I know is 100% true. I still find myself going back there and sharing a post about whether or not martial law may come into effect. I find myself going back there and sharing a post of, hey, this guy says we should have this, and this guy says we should have that, instead of going back there and saying, let me tell you what God says. God said that He loves you, that Jesus Christ died for you, even though we are sinners. But God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, that Christ died for us. I tell you what, there'd be a lot more good things come out of me and my ministry and my life here as Christ if I would start sharing the good news of Christ instead of the bad news that I don't even believe. Amen. That's hard for me this morning. Well, preacher, you're our pastor. We know that really and truly that's not the way. You're just trying to dumb it down for us. You're just trying to be really blunt with us. No, I'm telling you something. I am ashamed of the lack of time that I spend sharing the gospel with others. I'm ashamed of it. We go out in this world and everything gets busy and everything gets cluttered and everything just gets in our minds. And the next thing you know, you forget that this world's not our home. Hey, we come in here on Sunday morning. Man, I'm glad this world's not my home. Jesus, all my hope is in Jesus. And then we go out into a lost and dying world and we act just like they do, because we act like we don't know this is not our home anymore. God help us. God help me. I'll leave y'all out of it. God help me that I will do my prepping spiritually instead of worrying about a physical preparation. It's amazing how we know the news of social media and the Facebooks are not accurate, but we respond to that instead of responding to the Word of God. So let me let you think on a couple of things as we're here this morning. Let me let you give you just a few scriptures. Because I told you earlier, if we will prep spiritually, if we will prep our lives and worry more about the spiritual than we do the physical, there is comfort, there is joy, there is peace in the middle of whatever you're going through. And you say, well, preacher, why do you just want to keep talking about all these current events? Okay, let's take all of that out. Take all that out. Life's still rough sometimes, ain't it? Life's still hard. There's sickness. There's family problems. There's things going on in my house, in your house, that the devil is doing his best just to knock us out with. I can give you some peace for that. If we're preparing spiritually, well, preacher, I just don't know why I feel like I'm down all the time. Preacher, I don't know why I feel like I've got anxiety. Preacher, I don't know why I feel like I'm worried about all this stuff. Shame on me first. I'm not pointing at you. How much time have you spent in God's Word this week? Saying, God, show me. God, help me to prep spiritually. Let me give you a couple real quick. It's okay if say amen if you want to on these. Think on these things. Psalms chapter 118, verse number 6. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. I think I heard an amen there somewhere. Amen. Out of the mouth of babes come the words that adults should have said. Sometimes the words adults shouldn't have said too, by the way. You can have peace and joy and comfort. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. Listen, we say that backwards, or we don't put the enunciation, pronunciation, whatever the word I'm looking for is. Look at this. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. Now look at the last part of that. Look at the question that is given to us. What can man do unto me? What can they do to you? Kill you? That's the absolute worst, right? Worst case scenario, man kills you. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. The worst thing they can do is take your life. And the Bible tells us not to fear man that can take this life. And we need to get ourselves in a place that we know that we don't have to be afraid. He has not given us the spirit of fear. We know that we don't have to be afraid, and yet we find ourselves being so consumed with this stuff that we don't believe and responding. Hey, you know what happens? When you begin to say, look, I don't really believe all this. I don't know. I don't trust this source, and I don't trust that source, but I'm going to react to it. You know what? You're showing faith that you do trust that stuff. And you know what the world needs to see? Because we walk around and say, we do believe this. I do believe the Word of God. Is anybody in here that don't believe this is the infallible, inerrant Word of God? I believe every word in this Bible. Some of it I can't explain to you, but I believe it anyway. And we walk around and we say, I believe God's Word. I believe everything in it. But I don't respond to it, so what does that say about my faith? I'm not showing this world that I really have my faith. I don't have to fear. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 6. So that we may boldly say, listen at that, boldly say, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. It's not one of those things that you have to go, I'm trusting in the Lord. He says, no. You can be bold about it. You can know I have promised you I'm going to take care of you so that you may boldly say, I can say with all assurance. I don't have to back up on it. I don't have to say, well, this might happen. This could happen. God can do this. But the Bible says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper and I will not fear. I will not fear. This morning, I believe that we need to get in ourselves and get in our minds that we need to prep spiritually for the things that God has in our lives, for the things that we may face in our lives. Luke chapter number 12, verse number 32. Fear not, little flock. Fear not, little flock. Now, do you know how much defense a sheep has for itself? I mean, you ever seen them ninja sheep? No, I ain't never seen no ninja sheep. I ain't never seen a sheep come after you growling and a biting and a snarling. Sheep's defenseless. And you know why that is so important that the sheep stay with the shepherd because they're defenseless. I realize I'm no match. Hey, I hear people talking about, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And I say, you go ahead, bub, because you don't have a chance. You stand up against that force and you have no chance whatsoever. But I want to tell you something. There is no force that can come against me that is greater than my God. And he says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We don't have to be afraid. Stay close to the shepherd. Stay close and work and prep your spiritual life instead of prepping for the physical. If we spend as much time with the truths of God's word as we do the speculation of all of the other sources, I believe our spiritual condition would be much stronger than it is this morning. You know what you would find? If you just let's say we say, okay, I'm going to prep my spiritual life, and I'm going to spend time in God's word. I'm going to pray. I'm going to study. I'm going to do my best to allow God to be number one and prep my spiritual life. And you might be thinking about a certain circumstance in your life. But if we'll do that, all of the other circumstances that you have going on in your life, you'll find that they become easier also. Because the first thing you'll do, you'll run across a scripture that says something like this, casting all of your care upon me, for I careth for you. And you'll say, you know what? Well, I'm really prepping for this situation, but I've got a situation over here and here and here. I believe I'm going to trust God with them also. And the next thing you know, we'll be in a better spiritual condition than we've ever been in our lives. We have to prep the spirit in our life. What are you responding to more? Are you responding more to a physical preparation or to a spiritual preparation? Well, let me tell you something. I don't know if you've noticed this or not. Maybe this tells about how loony I really might be. But when I go out to the store, I just take a look. And every now and again, you'll see a shelf and it's just plumb empty. Now, y'all know I like to hunt, right? Y'all know I like to hunt. Anybody tried to buy ammo lately? If you find some, call me. I got a 30-06 that I like to deer hunt with that I might need just a few rounds for. If you try to buy ammo, you go out there and you look and the shelves are empty. Have a little snow, everybody makes milk sandwiches. Can't find no bread, no milk anywhere. You go to the store right now and you're looking for a specific kind of canned food and you go over there and it's gone. The supply chains broke down, they're out. Well, you know what, that's what you're going to run into, physical. Depending on this world. But I want to tell you something. You got a God that will never run out of what you need spiritually. Never, ever, ever run out spiritually. He will absolutely take care of us. He said that he's going to take care of us. And he took care of every need. Hey, but my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory. We all know that verse of scripture. And the need that he provided for us through salvation took care of every other need. Because once again, even if I lose my life, even if I lose this physical life, I know where my eternity is. Church, it's time to pep up and prep up. It's time to stand up. You say, well, yeah, it's time for a rebellion. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about it's time to stand up for the glory of God and let this world know, let our actions show that we believe this and we're spiritually prepared as much as we don't believe that garbage that we're reacting to. It's crazy, isn't it? Not one person in here raised your hand that you believe all of the news that you see, but yet we respond. And I believe if I ask you to raise your hand, if I said, if anybody in here that believes that this is the true word of God, I believe every hand in this place would go up. How are we responding to it? Hannah, come on, please. Get you to sing an invitational hymn this morning. Church, this is not a message that I'm standing up here going, you. This is a message that I'm sitting here going, oh me, oh me, oh me. Because people watch what you do. I had a good friend of mine just this past week. I asked him, I said, hey man, have you seen any of this anywhere? I'd like to have some of that. It's my business what it was. But I said, I'd like to have some of that, and have you seen any of it anywhere? And he said, he looked at me and he said, look man, and this dude is a prepper, he's ready. I'm going to his house. He looked at me and he said, if you are just now starting, you are way too late. You are way too late. I said, I'm not. This is my famous line. I'm not a prepper. I just got some stuff in the car. I just I'm not a prepper. I just got a few extra cans of food, you know. And we'll dismiss it kind of like that. Well, listen, I don't care what age you are in Christ. I don't care how long you've been saved. Oh, I got saved when I was little, preacher. Hey, it's never too late to continue or to start prepping your spiritual life and to be as strong as you can as a Christian. Well, preacher, what do you think the days ahead of us hold? You might as well get one of them little magic eight balls and ask that thing and see what kind of answer it spits out. I have no clue. But I know this is true. Church, I know one day, I don't know when. The Bible tells us and nobody knows when. And when you hear people predict and say this is when it's going to happen, don't buy into that. His word says nobody knows. But I do know that for us who have made preparation through Jesus Christ, that one day anything that's bothering you, any anxiety, any worry, anything that's troubling you, I don't care if it's a physical condition, if it's a battle with your mind, if it's a battle with your emotions, I know that it's not going to be long. Church, we might not even get out of here. There may be holes in this place before we leave here today. And maybe riding by here saying, we're going to have to fix them leaks over on the roof because they's about 130, I left Lynn out, that raptured up out of here, that made holes in this place. You never know. It could be any day that we leave here. Trust the Word of God, but until that happens, prepare your spirit that others may see that we really do believe this, that you really can believe this, and that Jesus Christ is the only place to put our hope. With every head bowed and every eye closed for just a moment, no questions for you this morning. I just want you to take a self-inventory. When you begin prepping, the first thing you got to do is see what you need. Go to the cabinet and see what's empty. Look at your life this morning. How spiritually prepared are you? Are we reacting more to the stuff that we say we don't really believe all of? Or are we reacting more to what God's Word says? Lord, I want to thank you and I want to praise you for your Word. Even though sometimes, God, I feel that two-edged sword and it cuts coming and a going like it did in my life. God, I find myself being so guilty of getting caught up into this world and the things that's going on, talking way more about things that we don't even understand or we can't comprehend and we don't even know than I do the fact that I know that Jesus Christ can change someone's life, forgive their sins, and change their eternity. God, forgive me. Help me to be a spiritual prepper. God, help me to be what you'd have me to be. God, thank you for this place. Thank you for these people and help us all to be what you'd have us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.